Honolulu Civil Beat brings us our reality check with a story about a lawsuit filed over a local private school over a recent drowning this past summer. Education reporter Sue Von Lee joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, it's a Mid-Pac Institute is the school that we're talking about.
Correct. That's the school in which the events took place through its extended learning program. And this is a incident that happened last year in March 2019.
Okay, yeah, I said summer. So it was springtime.
Yeah, so essentially this lawsuit revolves around a spring break day camp that the young five-year-old who tragically drowned was enrolled in. He wasn't a regular student at this school, but his parents enrolled him and his older brother in this week-long day camp, again, run through Mid-Pac Institute, which is a private school here in Honolulu. And what happened is that the events took place during an excursion, an unplanned kayak excursion to a windward side beach, where, of course, two lives were lost, that of five-year-old Alaric Chu and that of a 63-year-old camp supervisor named Mariah Davis.
And so what happened if it was an unplanned excursion or an event as part of this excursion?
Right. So according to the lawsuit, which was filed yesterday in the First Circuit Court, this was not on the planned itinerary. So these campers were taken out to a sounds like a residence that faced the beach. The owners of these kayaks were friends of the camp counselors / supervisors. So this was a detour from the day's events. So, of course, parents had no opportunity to authorize or provide consent to their kids being taken out into the water. But according to the lawsuit, this was meant as a fun event, a surprise, if you will, for the little campers. But as the lawsuit lays out, there were just a series of actions that were not taken to ensure the kids' safety, starting from no life vests, no safety assessments, no swim assessments taken to determine whether the kids could swim. So I don't believe anyone intended, of course no one intended, for the tragedy to occur, but it was a series of decisions taken by the adult supervisors that, you know, set up the circumstances here.
Right, and the kayak overturned and everybody was in the water, so unfortunate.
So according to the lawsuit, Alaric, the five-year-old, was taken out in a two-person kayak with two other kids and Davis. So four people in this small kayak. They were about 150 feet off of shore when a wave capsized the kayak. This is when two kids clung to the side of the kayak. Davis herself is believed to have suffered a heart attack and died, while Alaric drowned. And from there, the lawsuit continues as far as what happened. He's believed to have been, floating face down for at least half an hour before help came from those who were on shore by the beach. So it's just a series of things that happened, including the parents not being alerted, the kids' parents not being alerted to what had happened. It took a call from the father to Castle Medical Center's emergency room, in fact, to learn that his son had drowned. And he did not learn that from the camp supervisors.
It's really unfortunate. So any response from the school on this lawsuit?
So I reached out to Mid-Pac Institute yesterday during business hours to get comment on the complaint. Did not hear back. A school representative did offer a comment offering condolences to the death of the young boy. But beyond that, the school has not issued any official statement in response to the suit.
Well, I'm sure it's a wake-up call for not just that school, but for all schools on the policies that need to be in place and what needs to be followed. But thank you, Sue Von.
Sure thing. Thank you.
That was reporter Sue Von Lee with today's Reality Check. To read her full story about this lawsuit, visit civilbeat.org.